Thursday, 1200 hours. Confidential report for your eyes only. Sir, full-scale German attack on Karos Island, now imminent. Allied evacuation fleet standing by. Word awaited from sabotage team that enemy guns have been destroyed. All radio contact with Captain Mallory, now lost.
Well, what do you know? Signs of life at last. Old medicine man Miller does it again.
What the devil happened? Andre?
Our friends guessed what we were doing and dropped a few bombs into the smoke.
Real ones this time. The kind that go bang. You caught a shock wave. A bit of concussion, but you were lucky. Casey Brown and Panayis were both hit, boss.
How bad?
Crippling. Shrapnel in the left leg, both of them.
Can they walk?
They got a choice.
How's the boy?
Still breathing. Don't ask me how.
Right. Where are the Germans?
The planes have gone.
Then let's get the gear together. We're moving on.
Captain!
Chief!
Something you ought to see. Down there.
Oh, everybody off! Move! Guns to the right! Deploy in line! Move!
The Guns of Navarone by Alistair MacLean. Dramatized in 5 episodes by Bert Cools. Starring Toby Stevens as Captain Keith Mallory. With David Rintoul, Michael Williams, Alex Norton, John Garasio, and Peter Kenny. The final episode.
They're way off at the bottom of the slope. The WGB again, the Alpine Corps. 2 trucks, 2 field guns, and about 40 men. Thanks. They formed up in a single line and started up a slope, straight towards us. Right out in the open.
They're committing suicide.
Why the hell are they doing it?
Pressure from on high, I reckon. Flush us out at any cost.
And the jokers who gave the orders are safe and snug somewhere.
Once we shoot, those field guns will have opposition. Loki?
Now, Major. Panayis and I, we know these caves like we know our own houses. We can keep moving all day and hardly break cover.
Good man. Right. Miller, we'll start from the middle of the line. Everyone else, come in from the sides.
I don't like doing this, boss.
Look, this isn't my idea of fun or even war. We don't get them, they'll get us.
Right.
Now, let them have it. Now let's get the hell out of here.
The next couple of hours we moved from cave to cave, lugging all the gear, carrying Stevens and trying to dodge the mortars. They didn't know where the hell we were. They just fired them off at random. But sometimes they got bloody lucky.
Liquid! Liquid! Good. This is good.
What the hell's good about it? This is a dead end. We're trapped.
Yes, I tell you. Major Mallory, sir. Anais and I, we have been working our way to this very spot all afternoon.
Well, you better have a damn good reason.
At the end of this gully is a hidden tunnel. It leads through the hill to another valley, not 2 miles from the town of Navarone.
Okay, good man. We're out of sight here. 5 minutes rest, and then we move.
Where are they?
Just below us. About a dozen men. They're not moving on.
How the hell they find us?
They're in the rock. They can't get any closer. It's too open.
Looky, how far to the tunnel? Is there any cover?
We have nearly 30 miles to go.
What about cover?
I wasn't expecting more ground troops. I was hiding us from the trucks on the road. From below, we would not be seen.
But they're not going to stay below, are they? As soon as we make a break for it, they'll know it. And they'll be up here like a shot. What then, Loki?
Major, sir. From up here, we will be in plain sight. I'm very, very sorry. Oh. But I said, How will they know when we make him break for it?
I'll have to stop fire, man. There's nowhere in yon gully that clear line of sight.
We can fire into the air. Don't fool them.
This is the WGB. They know every trick in the book. Damn it, they wrote the bloody book.
This is all Lucky's fault. So Lucky will fix it.
What are you talking about?
I will stay and keep firing to hold them off. You will go.
Like hell we will.
Major, please. You can go and not be seen. Lucky will buy you time to get away. It's a splendid plan.
Yes. Yes, it is.
You see? The brave Lieutenant Stephen. He agrees with me.
It's the only plan. But you got one thing wrong, Lucky.
Wrong? What do you mean? What did Lucky get wrong?
Just one small detail. You're not staying behind.
Huh?
I am. I'm not as good at this doctrine as I thought. The kid's lost his mind.
Andy, don't be ridiculous.
Please, sir. It's just a matter of using our heads, that's all. The gangrene. It's right up past the knee, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
God damn it. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the honesty. So you see, it makes perfect sense. And anyway, it's time I did something for my living. Just leave me a couple of boxes of ammo and a few grenades. And away you go.
I'll be damned if we will.
One step closer and I'll shoot you.
Yeah.
I mean it, Dusty. That's better. Well, goodbye, gentlemen. Thanks for all you've done for me.
So long, kid. I guess maybe you'd be seeing you.
Goodbye to you, Lieutenant. Never carry away with boats, lad.
Thanks, Chief. I appreciate that. Lucky, Panais.
The forces of Navarone salute you.
Andrea. Sorry. Lieutenant Colonel, sir.
Lieutenant.
Sir?
Andy.
I'm okay, sir. Honestly. No pain left to feel. It's wonderful. Do me a favor, sir.
What?
Light me a gas, sir.
Here.
Thanks. Damn good. Sir.
What?
Ever since we started, I've been afraid.
We all have.
Not like I was. Not afraid in every bone. Not afraid every second. Well, I'm not afraid anymore. That's my cue, I think. Time you were gone, sir.
Lieutenant Stevens.
Captain Mallory. Damn good.
It worked. We got along the gully and through the tunnel. I don't know how long Stephen's ammo lasted, or how long it took for the Germans to twig and get up there. We were out of earshot by then. It worked. Not 40 minutes later, we were in Navarone.
Where is everybody? This place is a ghost town.
Are you complaining?
Me complain? Come on.
Quiet, you two.
Lots of people left when the Germans took over the castle. The old house is under the walls, all empty. This way.
Well, what do you think, Jesse?
I think fortress is the right word for it.
Thomas, what the flick? Yeah. Could use a hand. Thanks, Ponies. Here. Take the aerial. Now, careful. Look, I'll just do it myself.
They'll still be monitoring, Chief. We can't transmit.
Mind that well, Captain. There's coming up time for Alex to call us.
God, I'd completely forgotten.
We'll miss two regular check-ins. They'll be wondering where the hell we are.
What fine bloody leader I am.
Rhubarb calling Pimpernel. Rhubarb calling Pimpernel.
rotten heap of junk.
Are you hearing me, Pimpernel? Your signal received and understood. Where the blazing hell have you been? Get on. Maintain voice silence until ordered otherwise. One click if you hear and understand. Over.
Until ordered otherwise, Captain.
Something's happened. Send we understand.
Signal received. Important new information follows. Intelligence regarding your host's little party incorrect. Repeat, incorrect. They journeyed on through the night and will be arriving dawn tomorrow.
Damn the hell, tomorrow?
They journeyed on and will be arriving dawn tomorrow. X, now X minus two. One click if you understand. Over.
Chief, what's that story, sir?
Receive and understood. Now listen carefully. You're ordered to break radio silence for 2 seconds only. Repeat, 2 seconds only to answer one question. Signal, if you understand. Over. Repeat. Question is, how close to target are team leader and Jack? Repeat, how close to target are team leader and Jack? Please respond. 2 seconds only. Over.
Captain. Okay. Okay. Right. Very close target. Inside soon. Over.
Received and understood. Do not transmit again. That's the best news I've had all day. I have to assume that success is in sight.
I have to assume? What the hell, Jensen? Are you in a good guy?
I am. And wishing ours night. I repeat. I'm ordering our friends to gatecrash the party as of wishing ours tonight.
Oh, all the goddamn idiots.
Forgive me, I do not understand.
The German invasion of Harris has been brought forward 24 hours.
Yeah, and our beloved leaders ordered the evac fleet to move in.
They'll never destroy it? They're coming?
They're coming, all right. Guns or no guns. At midnight. They're coming at midnight. We've only got 4 hours. God help us all.
It was bloody frustrating. Loki had brought us to a house on the clifftop, hard up against the fortress wall. If you leaned out far enough, you could see the damn guns. And they might have been a million miles away. I couldn't have made that climb if I was fresh and fit. I was bone tired, and I had a team who could barely walk. On the town side, the walls were 50 feet high and topped with barbed wire. So, there was only one way to get inside. The way we planned to use all along.
It is a good plan.
No, it's not, but it'll work with your help.
Major, the forces of Navarone are proud to be of service.
Right. We're going to need diversions. Andrea?
My keys.
Casey?
Hold it, boss!
Dusty?
Hold it right there!
Hi, what's the matter with you? This is the matter with me. I've been checking my gear. You know what this is? A clockwork fuse. I brought 4 of them. Stupid, basic little things, but they work. Except that this one doesn't. Not anymore. Hey! Trigger arms have been broken clean off! Same with the rest. They could take the kingdom come and not even set off a firecracker. What the devil could... And then this! Contact fuse. Fulminate of mercury enough to blow your fingers off. It's unstable as hell. Watch. Hey! Ain't working too well, is it? That's cause it's empty. I showed you the slow fuses, too, but guess what? They're missing altogether. And that crate over there, there's enough TNT to blow that fort sky high, and without the fuses, it's no goddamn use to me at all. Sorry, guys. Party's over.
Must have been the damn Germans when we were captured.
I checked just after we escaped. Everything was fine. It didn't happen then.
What does it matter when it happened? The mission has failed.
Dusty. There's got to be some way around this. Think.
I suppose I can stick something together, but I don't guarantee it'll work.
It's got to work. Do it.
Sure. But first, I want to know who's responsible. I thought you never let that bag out of your sight.
Damn straight. I've been carrying it around every second since we escaped from the camp.
Except once. Except we made a dash for it through the incendiaries. My God, I've forgotten. I went to grab it, but someone else got there first.
Who, man?
Someone who was alone with it for just long enough.
For God's sake, Dusty, who was it?
It was him.
No.
Panayas Vlachos. Against the wall, sunshine.
Against the wall!
This is ridiculous.
Eh? We've had some real bad luck lately, haven't we? Real bad luck, if that's what it was. Sonny boy here slips out of that cave in the snowstorm, and then the Alpine Corps turn up. He takes us to his favorite hiding place, and what do you know? They find us there, too.
Panais, tell them. Tell them this is nonsense.
Yeah, and then we get mortar smack on the nose. And the big finish, the joke is with the machine guns right on the doorstep. How the hell did they know where we were, huh? Move away from them, Loki. Move, I said. Okay, chummy. Let's have a look at that wounded leg of yours. Well, well. Medicine Man Miller does it again. Instant cures for one and all.
Bloody faking her.
So he could hang behind us all the time and signal to the Germans.
Yeah, and leave nice little notes for him, too, I betcha.
I don't believe it. For years we've worked together. Many missions.
And how many went just a little bit wrong, huh? How many of our boys were captured and tortured and killed because he betrayed them? How many had to die like Andy Stevens had to die?
No.
Boss?
I'm not going to accuse a man just for faking an injury. Maybe his nerve went. Maybe he just wanted to keep out of the action.
His nerve? I don't think old Sunshine here is afraid of anything.
Still want more than this.
Okay, okay, right. Just give me a minute.
No, give me no more. He was tortured by the Germans. He was flogged. His tongue was torn out.
Oh, yeah. He's their living proof, that's right. They defy old Adolf and you get scarred for life.
Turn around.
Do it!
Right.
No. No.
Well, what do you know? Another miracle cure. And what do you say we go for three in a row? No funny moves now, Sunshine.
Put one finger on the Americano. And I'll snap your neck before you can pull the trigger.
Strike three, you're out. Well, boss?
Nice work, Dusty.
Aye.
How could you do this? Your country. Your people.
My people. Posturing imbeciles like you.
Right, you son of a bitch. Just for the record. Anything to say in your defense?
You are weak, and you are inferior. You will never succeed.
Long live the glorious Third Reich! Hail Hitler!
The prisoner had nothing to say. Come on, boss. Let's go blow up some guns. Good evening, gentlemen.
What the hell?
My friend and I have no qualms about using these.
Come with us, please.
English pig.
What does it mean, this?
You'll find out in 6 minutes.
While you're waiting, out of those uniforms. Score one for the big guy. Right on time.
Ready?
As I'll ever be.
Let's go!
Good! Good! Yes! Every man to the street of the steps! We've got the English commandos cornered! Hurry, man!
But the gates, sir! We can't leave the gates!
Idiot! If the English swine escape again, it'll be the Russian front for all of us!
Master!
Up to you, Claude.
Who the hell's Claude?
They're in the street of the steps! Get that truck started! Move!
Ah!
The street of the
death!
Go! Go!
Officers' quarters. That way. Come on, Dusty.
Who the devil... Get the key.
Got him.
See if you can find the light.
Bingo.
Save it. This is just the ammo store. Over there, wait for the shells. The ladder down to the guns.
Dear God in heaven.
I just stood there like a fool. It didn't seem real. Maybe because after everything else, last step had just been too easy. I tried to tell myself, I'm here. I'm here at last. These are the guns of Navarone. But I still didn't believe it. They didn't look like guns at all. They looked like monsters. I suppose I was expecting something big, but they were bloody gigantic.
I'm going to need about 10 minutes. Who's there?
Looking.
Where's the big fella?
Still busy. The rope?
All set. Homeless boys. How much longer?
I'm about half done.
Company.
Already?
Probably an alarm on the door. Sounds like a sledgehammer.
A sledgehammer? That door's armor plated. We've got ages. Hold this, will you?
Tom! Over here! Go, 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 go! They've given up.
Someone probably remembered they got a spare set of keys.
This might be a good time to get a move on, Dusty.
Hey, please, boss.
Never rush a professional. Clippers.
Clippers. Open it. Inside. Move! Move!
Dusty, for the love of God!
Well, it's not perfect, but I guess it's gonna have to do. Finished.
Find them! Find them! Hold! Hey, General!
Sergeant!
Hey, General! There's nobody here!
We'd slung a couple of ropes from the gun cabin across the cliff to the empty house. Miller didn't like it, but he preferred it to staying where it was. And that's more or less it. Andrea had the Germans chasing themselves in the dark. They never noticed he wasn't there anymore. He met us at the harbor. Luki stole us a boat. And we got the hell out of there. And then, you picked us up.
That's quite a story,
sir.
There is one small detail outstanding.
Just the one, yes, sir.
We're well within earshot of the fortress and we haven't heard any explosion.
There hasn't been any explosion.
Keep looking! They didn't break in just to scoff at the gun. Keep looking!
Oh, Herr General! Herr General! Look, sir.
An ingenious piece of improvisation. Excellent, Private.
Sir.
Bomb disposal! Here!
I see.
Come. That fine gentleman, Captain Ryan's compliments. Would you care to join him on the bridge?
Commodore on the bridge.
As you were.
Ryan.
Commodore Jensen.
Gentlemen.
Commodore Jensen. Have you told him, boss?
Oh, he's told me. Right. How much do you know, Captain? Corporal Miller's given me the Jensen.
I'm sorry the Sirdar has to be first in, John.
Honor had to fall to someone, Commodore.
Right, sir. How soon?
We'll be in clear sight of the guns in 2 minutes.
Target on the scanner.
Target on the scanner.
Elevation 29 degrees.
Elevation 29 degrees. Elevation 29 degrees.
Bearing 11 west.
Bearing 11 west. Bearing 11 west. In position! In position, Herr General.
Fire.
Fire! Fire!
Thank you.
Nice work, Dusty.
It was nothing. The old decoy explosives trick. And a neat little connection to their firing control. Kind of them to set it off for me, wasn't it?
Kind of them to stop looking after they find the decoy, too.
Yeah, well, there is that, sir.
It is a good sight, America.
Why, yes, that. Oh,
thanks.
I only wish Andy Stevens could have been here to see it.
My Keith.
Andrea. Look.
We're a good team.
Yeah, good team.
Commodore Jensen.
Captain Mallory.
I beg to report, sir. Mission accomplished.
Thank you. Captain Ryan, full speed for Karos.
Aye, aye, sir. Number one, signal defeat. Full speed for Karos.
In the final episode of The Guns of Navarone, Mallory was played by Toby Stevens, Andrea by David Rintoul, Brown by Alex Norton, Miller by John Garasio, Stevens by Peter Kenny, and Jensen by Michael Williams. Lukey was played by Anthony Fable, Panayis by Jared McDermott, and Captain Ryan by John Rowe. The production assistant was Joan Raffin. The Guns of Navarone was dramatized by Bert Cools from a novel by Alistair MacLean, and directed by Patrick Rayner.